You are listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production.
Bonus. Something extra that is good. B-O-N-U-S. Bonus.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another bonus episode of Two Peas. I'm very excited about this one. It's a very unique subject that a very dear friend of mine in the podcast world kind of pitched at me a couple weeks ago. And when I started digging into this topic, I feel like it's going to be a lot of fun. And to make it even more fun, I've invited two guests to be on that kind of share this as, I guess, their favorite genre of music, which is strange to me because I had not even heard of it before a few weeks ago. But it is a thing. So to let everyone know, we're going to be counting down our top five yacht rock songs today. Yacht rock is a genre of music. I'm going to have my guests kind of help everyone kind of understand what it is. First up, she's been on several times before. I love her. One of my favorite people in the entire world, definitely in the podcasting community. But say hello to Emily, who you know from the story behind. Emily, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Yacht rock, that's your jam, I've heard.
That is my jam. That's all I listen to.
That's awesome. And then, you know, this dude as well. He's been on a couple times before also. You know, we talked about hip hop. I feel like this is probably more his speed. But he's back. Josh Hallmark from Our Americana and many, many more things. Josh, how are you, man? Welcome back.
I'm good. I'm excited. We did a Yacht Rock episode of Playlist, and one of the attendees forgot to record their audio, so it had to go away. I was devastated, and this makes me so happy to be doing this.
Yeah, you told me that a couple days ago, and I was like, well, you know what, man? Come on. Let's relive that magic that you experienced when you did that. So hopefully this will help a little bit. Did you pick the same tunes for this that you had picked for your show?
I did. Well, on Playlist, we only picked two, so I had two ready to go, and then I had to Sophie's Choice about 100 down to three.
Yeah, I was very happy when I heard that Josh was going to be on here, because narrowing it down to five was so hard, and I was like, okay, at least if Josh is on, that means 15 are going to get featured, and more honorable mentions, but they're all number one. They're all number one to me.
Right. So what I did real quick, and it's funny because this is a little bit of a throwback. It's been probably a year, Josh, since you came on and did hip hop with me, and you did this. And now I'm going to do this for yacht rock, but I went over to get the definition, okay? Because, like I said, I didn't even really know what this was until I started kind of digging a little deeper. But it's a genre of music that existed between the late 70s into the mid 80s, drawing on sources from smooth soul, smooth jazz, R&B, funk, and disco. Common style traits include high quality production, clean vocals, and a focus of light, catchy melodies. Does that definition do this genre justice, guys?
It does. What's interesting is I also come with a definition, which is different.
Go ahead. Give it to us. I want to hear it.
All right. Yacht rock, originally known as the West Coast Sound, is a broad music style and aesthetic identified with soft rock. Yacht rock was one of the most commercially successful genres of its era, existing largely between 1976 and early 1985. Common stylistic traits include high quality production, clean vocals, and a focus on light, catchy melodies. Initially used pejoratively, its name was derived from its association with the popular Southern California leisure activity of sailing.
Sailing. So, yeah. You know, you guys have seen the 80s, you know, like Wolf of Wall Street and all that. Is that kind of what you guys thought about too a little bit when listening to some of these songs? They were just high on coke, right? Everybody.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I never even thought about that, just because this was music of my childhood. So okay. For me, it's always like driving around with my parents and listening to this song. And actually, well, I'm from Connecticut, and one of my parents' friends had a boat, and we listened to this, and we wore the captain's hats, and we had the Hawaiian shirts on.
That's awesome. Go ahead, Josh.
My definition of yacht rock is, like, when you're listening to the song, it has to make you think of a scene, and that scene involves white men wearing all white on a boat, drinking pina coladas, and doing lots of cocaine.
Oh, mucho cocaine. I agree.
My gosh.
You know what? I borrowed a little bit from both of you guys, because Emily, I will say all the ones on my list, with the exception of maybe one of them, I have a very, very personal connection to, and most of it involves my parents. So I have that connection because they kind of introduced me to a lot of this music. Obviously, I was born in 75. And then Josh, when I was listening back to them, I just couldn't help but picture, you know, like I said, movies from scenes where people are just doing blow and working on Wall Street. And they're, of course, all white dudes, you know, with long kind of yuppie hair, and they're wearing the Miami Vice suits in my imagination. So I'm kind of with both of you guys on that.
Yeah. Well, the other definition is it wasn't actually defined when it came out. This came out of a 2000 web series called Yacht Rock. Mm-hmm. And these guys did this bad on purpose version of the backstory behind songs. And I don't know if you guys have watched it. I watched half of it, but I've been getting over a cold. So a lot of it was having a fever. So watching these guys dress up as Kenny Loggins and like the terrible Hall & Oates wigs and sure. Talking to the Doobie Brothers and trying to get like, we want smooth sounds. If we don't have smooth sounds, and like they got mad at Kenny Loggins in one episode because he did the theme from Caddyshack, and the guy Michael McDonald walks in on him going, ah, and he's like, oh yeah, okay, that's nice and smooth. And then and they get mad at him. They're just like, that's not smooth. What are you doing?
It's awesome.
It's very strange and very silly, but I love all these song so much. Yeah. It puts me in such a good mood. I don't care if it's associated with cocaine.
Well, hey, nobody ever said cocaine put him in a bad mood, so that's good.
I mean, that's true. Like a lot of people have.
maybe.
Is that the hell of a drug? The cocaine? Cocaine's the hell of the drug, yeah.
Yeah, I guess I retract that statement. Okay, look, I tell you what, I'm going to go first, guys, just because I feel like you guys are super fans in this genre, so I got to be honest, I want you guys to police me a little bit. Josh, you know, I kind of look to you for suggestions when it comes to music because of playlist and kind of my connection with that show too, but I don't know, man, I feel like a couple of mine might be borderline, but they kind
I have
of,
some borderline
I do
ones,
too actually
that. Yeah, okay, all right, cool, so feel free to kind of police me a little bit, but I'll go first and then I'll let you guys chime in because I've got maybe like 8 or 9 total on my list, so I don't really have a lot of flexibility in my 5. So to start things off, you know, I shared a GIF on Twitter and a meme over there to get fan feedback, which we'll touch on at the end of the episode and get to hear what some of the fans said as well. But I put, you know, Daryl Hall on there and John Oates.
Yep.
And you know, in the suits that you guys were talking about. So I'm going to start with Hall & Oates, and I'm going to pick a song that I know Hall & Oates would really fall into yacht rock, but I don't know if this particular song was. But this is definitely one of my favorite songs of theirs, and I also have a personal connection to it because it was an 80s tune, but it was introduced to me in the 2000s. I had never heard this song for whatever reason, and I was going through a breakup, and I was in a bar getting blitzed after this breakup, and I asked the DJ to play this song, which is very depressing, and he did. So I always go back to that memory of suffering through this breakup, but I'm going to pick She's Gone by Hall & Oates.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is very sad.
Oh my God. That's so sad when Hall & Oates can provide a soundtrack for your life.
But, you know, She's Gone. I mean, it's really just the personal connection. I wanted to put Hall & Oates on here, and I know they have a lot more yachty rock tunes, you know?
That counts.
May or may not get mentioned, but I have most of the connection to this one. And like I said, it's because of the breakup I was going through from a long-term girlfriend at the time. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, I.
devil to replace her.
She's gone.
And she's gone.
Oh, what went wrong?
Get up in the morning, look in the mirror.
And, you know, I just kind of go back to that memory. But it's still a good song. I mean, it's not like it brings me down when I hear it. I just think of what I was going through at the time that I was introduced to it 25 years after it came out. So, Hall & Oates, She's Gone, my number five. Yeah, Josh, you cool with that?
I feel like Hall & Oates, as a prerequisite, should be on all of our lists at least once. So I am great with that.
Yeah, my number five is actually Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg. That's the one they play at Christmas time a lot. And he's driving around and he's outside a liquor store with an old flame and they're kind of catching up. And there's definitely this, oh, if things had worked out differently. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite Christmas songs, actually. Like, if you were to give me top five Christmas songs, they'd be all over the place and they wouldn't be actual carols. It would be Dan Fogelberg and, you know, that pretty much for all five of them. But I love this song, just how he recreates this. Actually, I should suggest this song to the podcast, the Story Song Podcast, because they talk about songs that have a story behind it. And this was actually a true story where he ran into a girl that he used to date in Peoria, Illinois in 1975. And then he died in 1980. And she never came forward until he died to be like, yeah, that's about me. Because he was with he was married. And she didn't want to say like, oh, that's autobiographical. That actually happened. And it's such a great song, especially when you look into it. And the fact that he not only takes from the traditional Auld Lang Syne, but he also takes from the 1812 Overture, which I didn't realize until I was looking it up yesterday. I was like, oh my gosh, you're right. It's like, do 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 do. And you're like, I saw her walking in the liquor store. And I'm like, oh my god, it's the 1812 Overture. Like, are you kidding me? So now I just love the song even more.
That's awesome. I'm not familiar with this version of that tune. I love when I do these episodes. I got to be honest. I love it because I get introduced to stuff from my guests all the time, and I go back and listen to it, obviously, in post, and it's great. So I'm looking forward to it.
I feel like you're going to know it when you hear it. It's one of those that I had to look up the title of it to make sure I was getting it right, because it's Same Old Lang Syne, but I was always like, oh, Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg, but I guess right, the same right. Old Lang Syne.
Right, I got you. Well, Dan Fogelberg definitely fits on this list, so I'm all on board with that. Josh Hallmark, you're up, brother. Start your list off. I know it was a little bit of torture narrowing it down for you, but what do you got at number five?
Yeah, it was tough. Filling in numbers four and five were really tough. So number five to me is really special because I have always loved yacht rock. You know, I was born in the midst of yacht rock. And when I lived in Portland about 10 years ago, which is a city that is desperately trying to be cool through irony, they used to have yacht rock parties like on a weekly basis. And that's when I found out, you know, that this music that I loved actually was a genre of its own and that it was being celebrated in basements of bars all throughout the Pacific Northwest. And my very first yacht rock party, I dressed up to the nines. I had my boat shoots on. I was wearing all white with a button up, and I walked.
Are there pictures? Please say there are pictures.
I was going to say, we need pics.
I'm sure there are. I have hosted myself many a yacht rock party of which I do have photos.
I'm coming to Brooklyn next time you host one.
I walked down the stairs into this basement bar and opened the door into a room where I finally, for the first time in my life, found my people. It was like, they were like making pina coladas and strawberry daiquiris in a bar. There were kiddie pools. Everyone had a captain's hat. People were dancing joyously, and this is the song that was playing when we walked in, which is Saturday in the Park by Chicago.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is a song that is yacht rock, but it is also a song that describes yacht rock. I mean, the whole song, all the lyrics are basically like looking at life through the tinge of like rose-colored glasses and cocaine dust. Mm-hmm. And it's just like everybody's happy, everybody's smiling.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. People dancing, people laughing, a man selling ice cream.
The motion riders fly the colors of the day. It's just like it's words only a cokehead would say. but sung so harmonically and so beautifully with such optimism. And that to me is yacht rock. I love it. I think Chicago is such an underrated yacht rock band. Mm-hmm. And one of only few. I think a lot of yacht rock people who hit their peak and their yacht rock couldn't survive that genre, and I think Chicago is one of few bands that actually made it out of yacht rock.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they definitely transcended for sure. They're not pigeonholed like a lot of these groups might be. That's a good pick, no. Man. That's a good pick.
And it's funny, I could never put Chicago into a genre before, and then I saw that on your Twitter, and I was like, huh, I never thought of Chicago as yacht rock before, and then you said it, and I was like, fits in? If it walks like yacht rock, if it talks like yacht rock.
Exactly. That's a good tune for me too, man, because I hear that one all the time. I have that on several playlists that I use at weddings that I play for like my dinner cocktail hour music. And Saturday in the Park is always like, you can see people kind of singing along to it at the bar and stuff at weddings.
So I couldn't see anybody not liking that song and saying, I really hate Saturday in the Park.
You.
Nobody says that.
Mm-hmm,
no.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I agree.
No, they'd be a psychopath. And please lock them up.
Now that I know that you're DJing weddings with yacht rock music, when the time comes, I will be calling you.
Dude, I tell you what, it is my goal to DJ one of those parties you just described. I mean, it was like I was watching a scene in a Martin Scorsese film. It was amazing.
I can't wait to go, except I don't do cocaine at all. So
I don't know.
I'll bring you guys the daiquiris, don't worry, and the little umbrellas.
Yeah, perfect. We can do this.
Instead of a sugar rim, we can do a cocaine rim.
This is getting better by the minute, and we're only on our number fives. We're only on our number fives. Okay. My number four is a staple in this genre. It's arguably a one-hit wonder for this group. It's the only song that I really knew of theirs, but I love it. I mean, as soon as I saw that it fit into this genre, I knew it was going to be on my playlist on my top five, because I've always loved this song for 20 plus years. It's such a feel-good tune. You know, there's a handful of songs in this world that never get old to me, and, you know, that I can play, and my five-year-old son and I can dance around acting silly, or I could really get emotional to it listening in the car. There's also a scene to a specific movie that I think of when I hear this song that I can talk about. But my number four is Baby Come Back by Player.
Oh, yeah.
This is a good one.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I was researching this genre and I was like, oh, my God, this is yacht rock? Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, I'm kind of an idiot in this genre. I'm sorry, Josh Nimbley, because I know you love it, but I didn't really know it existed before a few weeks ago. So to
No, I don't think you give yourself enough credit. If this is one of your favorite songs, I think you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, I love it. I love this song. It was a really kind of shitty movie franchise, and I don't know if you guys are fans of it, but the first movie in the franchise, the first Transformers with Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox, there's a scene in that movie, and remember, I love this song, right? So I was not expecting it to show up in a Transformers movie, a Michael Bay action flick. But there's a scene where Megan Fox, who's obviously the hot chick that he has a crush on, is walking away, and Bumblebee, the car, only talks through the radio. Like, he doesn't have vocal cords, so he only talks to the radio. And he plays this song while the car is kind of going after her, you know, baby, come back.
Baby, come back.
Oh my gosh, I'm getting a little misty. I think I have PMS. This is just too emotional for me that I'm getting sad over a car.
Right, it's crazy, right? Yeah, but anyway, I do like that first movie in the franchise, and I think of that scene when I hear this song, but I've just always loved this song, man. It's one, I feel like one of the staples of Yacht Rock based on what I read, so I love it. Players, Baby Come Back, my number 4.
Yeah, that song actually played a lot during my honeymoon with my first husband, which is weird to say, because we would turn the TV on and fall asleep to it. And there was a Swiffer commercial where the broom would be singing Baby Come Back because the woman had discovered Swiffer. And so I was wondering why that song had been in my head the whole time we were on vacation in Hawaii. I'm like, why is this song in my head? And then I finally realized it was because of that commercial. So I'll always think of that. But it's still one of my favorite songs. Even though the marriage didn't work out, it's still a great song.
Yeah, thanks. Josh, you into that tune, man?
Oh my God, I love it. I feel like it's one of, if some poor person had to list the 10 most Yacht Rock songs, that would be in the top 10.
Awesome. It's ironic that you said that, because there's really only two on my list that are definitive, like absolutely 100%, and that's one of them. So I'm glad to hear that you guys are on board with that pick. All right, Emily, you're up next. What's your number 4?
I have a feeling this is the same. This will cross over with one of Josh's. It's "Hello, It's Me" by Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, it sure does.
But something's wrong. There's something here that doesn't last too long. Maybe I shouldn't think of you as mine. Seeing you.
It is just such a great, happy song. You hear the beginning, like, do, 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 and you're just like, how can you be sad about this? And also, this is very bizarre. So when I had my son, for my maternity break, I decided to watch that 70s show. And that song played in the pilot and also in the very last episode. And for anyone who's been pregnant, you know that there are certain hormones that flow through your body where you bond with your kid. Well, I think watching that show made me bond with the cast of that 70s show and like have an unfathomable love of that show and also that song, because it was in the pilot and in the last episode when you're saying goodbye to all of them and they've grown up so much and you're like, oh man. But I also want to hear why Todd, I'm like all about Todd Rundgren, why Josh loves it so much, because I thought it was such a bizarre pick, like kind of in the pockets of Yacht Rock. So when I saw he posted that on Twitter, I was like, oh, I wonder what his story is about that.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming he's going to talk about it. Sounds like you guys have a little bit of crossover there. So that's a good pick. Hello, It's Me, number 4. Josh, I don't know if you want to, since you're going to be talking about it later, but what's your number 4?
So my number 4 is kind of Yacht Rock adjacent. I would call it light rock, and it's actually an incredibly dark song about punching Daryl Hannah. And that is Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long?
That's not punching Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, so
I shouldn't laugh, but what?
Jackson Browne and Daryl Hannah were in a very volatile relationship for many years. In fact, she actually does a lot of backing vocals on some of his other songs, not this one for obvious reasons, but this is when she finally had enough and left him after, you know, he had been cheating on her and punched her once. He wrote this song about what a shitty person he is and how he was a better person because of her, and it's dark but sad and touching, and it was a karaoke song of mine for a while. I just love it, and it is very, like, the story involves cocaine, so we hit the cocaine mark. I think you could probably be on a yacht while you were listening to this, so we hit the yacht mark. And then it's definitely a you're wearing all white leisure suit while this is on. So I think we're hitting like 3 out of the 4 yacht rock principles with this. I don't know that I would drink a pina colada to this.
That seems celebratory, right? I don't know. I don't know that I wish I had known your criteria before I made my list now. Because now
well,
I'm
now
like,
that I know, I didn't realize it was about that. I thought it was just a peppy, happy song. Like I'm bouncing around. I could drink a pina colada to that, but not anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe
not
it's
know that either.
Maybe it's that, like, if you've ever had like 8 pina coladas in one night and that 8th one is just full of regret, maybe this is your 8th pina colada.
Oh, this might be the Tequila Sunrise song where you know tequila's bad for you, but it's so pretty with the grenadine.
Uh huh. So that is my number 4, and I actually looked to see if other people felt like this was yacht rock, and it did end up on some lists, so I feel okay about it. I just think it needs a little more like triangle and like flute and maybe some harmonized ooze, which will be coming in some of my later picks, but it's yacht rock. I stand by it. It's a very sad, great song.
Good times. Good times. Jackson Browne, Doctor My Eyes, number 4. All right, so that brings us back around to me and my number 3. So my number 3 and my number 2 are the ones that are really, like, I just have no idea. So feel free to police me. But my number 3 is also going to harken back to a scene from, in this case, a television show that I was into big time. I knew of this song in the 80s, but I kind of honestly had forgotten about it until I saw it on this TV episode probably about, I didn't look, but probably about 6-7 years ago, and I kind of got reintroduced to it. But it's called Make Me Lose Control by Eric Carmen. Is my number 3.
Oh, Eric Carmen is yacht rock.
Oh, 100%.
Eric Carmen is yacht rock. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'll just tell you the quick kind of connection I have to it. But did you guys ever watch Dexter on Showtime?
Yes.
No, but I know of it.
Well, Josh may remember this scene then, but in the first season when we find out that, well, I won't give any spoilers, but we find out who the ice truck killer is. Josh, you'll probably remember.
Mm-hmm.
This song's playing when we find that out. And one of the people in the show is, you see that she's basically been kidnapped and it pans out. He's on the telephone and it pans out and you find out who it is. And it's the ice truck killer, which is like the prominent kind of villain in the first season, Emily. And it's a major character. And I don't know about Josh, but I didn't fucking see it coming. And the connection that this character had to Dexter, and this song is playing, and it's really like a, you know, it's a really cool kind of, because it doesn't fit with the scene. You know, the song is peppy, the scene is very dark, and I like that juxtaposition. That's what I think of. I think of that scene. I love that show, even though it kind of ended on a little bit of a sour note. But just in general, Dexter was one of my favorite programs. And this is a great 80s song, and I feel like I could maybe sneak it in here to yacht rock. So Make Me Lose Control is my Eric Carmen is my number 3.
Nice. That counts.
Sweet. Josh, you think that counts? You okay with that?
Oh, yeah. Eric Carmen is a yacht rock staple.
Awesome. I guess I'm doing okay then so far. Let's see, Emily. You're number three. What do you got over there?
I didn't add this until very last minute when I finally looked at the Wikipedia entry for Yacht Rock and they listed some of the bands. And as soon as I saw that 10cc was considered Yacht Rock, I was like, oh my gosh, this changes my list completely. Because I don't know what I considered them, but I didn't consider them Yacht Rock. So my number three is I'm Not in Love by 10cc.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it. It's just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because I call you up, don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made. I'm not in love, no, no.
It's because
I like to see you.
This song is just so haunting and weird because it's saying the exact opposite message that it's actually portraying. So it's saying, I'm not in love, but the guy who wrote it actually wrote it for his wife because his wife's like, you know, you never say you love me. And he's like, well, because I'm worried that saying I love you too much will make the meaning kind of go away. It won't mean as much. And so he wrote this song of just, I'm not in love, which really, when you look at the lyrics, you find out, oh no, this guy is totally in love. Like, I hang your picture on the wall, but just to hide the nasty stain that's lying there. But it's just the way they made the song, too. So there's all these like kind of like oohs in the background, and they recorded tapes of all those different notes that they wanted to play in the background. So those are actual people singing them, and they would play and pause those tapes that were just playing on loop to make those chords. Like, those are actually people singing. And it's really cool when you look at the actual tapes and it's like, oh, here's a whole reel of D flat. Here's a whole reel of E. And we're just going to stop and start them when we want to play those chords, which I love that song. Plus, it was in the British version of The Office during a very pivotal scene where you're realizing, oh, my God, like, she shouldn't be with him. She should be with the other guy. So.
Interesting. I got to go back and listen to that one. It does sound familiar, but I can't place it off the top of my head.
You know it. I know you know
it's
it.
It's a classic. You know it. And it's been covered like a million number. Times.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good pick. Josh, you up, man. What's your number three?
Hello, it's me by Todd Rundgren. This one, you know, again, it's dubiously Yacht Rock, but listening to it, like, it does hit. I don't know that I would drink a pina colada, but everything else, definitely Coke, definitely boat shoes, definitely a yacht. So his voice is just beautiful in a imperfect way. The song is so pretty. It's such a wonderful, like, I have taken you for granted and I've realized that before it's too late. And so let me tell you all about it. And let me tell you why. And let me tell you why I'll never do it again.
I always thought it was a breakup song. Oh, no. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
And it's just, I love it. It was a karaoke song of mine as well for a really long time. And I actually have to say, my 3 through 1 are legitimately 3 of my favorite songs. Like, if I had to pick my top 20 songs, all 3 of these would be in there. I went through a phase where I bought a record player just because I had found this record, and I would just play this record all day long in my apartment.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I just think it's really pretty, and it's a good Yacht Rock transitional song. Like, for those of you who are not familiar with Yacht Rock and you just want to like dip your toe into the smooth blue Caribbean waters, start with Hello, It's Me by Todd Rundgren.
Well, it's funny you say that too. I recently started doing this thing where I'm going to put a playlist on Spotify of all the songs when we do a music episode of all the guests, because because like I said, a lot of times it'll be songs I haven't heard in forever or that I wasn't familiar with or that I didn't see in a certain way. And I'm going to start sharing that on the episodes too, so people will be able to get their little Yacht Rock on, you know, next time they're having a boat party.
That will be my favorite playlist ever. Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm so excited for this playlist.
Me too. All right. Well, good pick, man. So a little crossover there, Emily and Josh. Not me and Emily yet, But Emily and Josh haven't looked
close. It's coming. It's coming.
I think it might be too. I don't know. All right. So my number two is another one that I feel like is on the fence. I feel like the artist would probably fall in yacht rock, especially early in their career. But I don't know about this song. But I do have an attachment to this to my father. I'll go ahead and name it real quick and then tell a quick story. But it's from Bruce Hornsby and the Range. The song is Mandolin Rain.
Mm-hmm.
You guys familiar with that tune?
I don't think I know this.
Okay.
It's one of those, you'll know it when you hear it. As soon as it comes on, you'll know it. Yeah.
It's a good tune. It's my favorite from Bruce Hornsby's catalog. He kind of rose to fame in the mid-80s with The Way It Is and that album, which was also called The Way It Is. So it was right at the kind of the end of what would be considered kind of the yacht rock era. That's why it was a little bit on the fence for me. But the sound definitely fits with the other songs that we're mentioning here today. You know, kind of that soft rock, jazzy kind of feel.
Song came and went like the times that we spent hiding out from the rain under the corner. Laughed and she'd smile, it would last for a while. You don't know what you got till you lose it all again. Listen to the
But this was the first concert I ever went to. I was, I want to say I was 11 or 12 years old, and my dad took me to see Bruce Hornsby perform at a venue called Ovens Auditorium in Charlotte, which, I mean, I don't know, I can look it up, but I mean, it doesn't hold more than maybe 2,000 people, maybe, so it's a pretty small venue. And it was awesome. I mean, it was one of those where it was almost like my dad was dragging me to it. Like, you know, I love this guy, and I listen to his records all the time. You know, I want to take my son to see this concert. I know you've never been to a live show. And I'm like, at the time, I can remember I was kind of like, this is stupid. I like New Kids on the Block. Do you know what I mean? So,
but it's and one now of the, you know better. You know better that yacht rock is so much better.
Yes. Exactly. So that's what I look back on fondly. Like, I'm so glad that he gave me that experience as opposed to New Kids, or, you know, which they have their place too, but that this was my first kind of live music experience. Because, you know, Bruce Hornsby, you know, very similar to like an Elton John type artist, where, you know, he's a pianist and plays the piano, so it's kind of like folksy, it's kind of rock, it's got a blues feel to it. And I just love Bruce Hornsby because my dad introduced me to him, and this was the first concert I ever saw. And I can remember this song kind of broke through on mainstream radio as well, so it was kind of a poppier tune. You know, kind of made a name for himself with this one and with The Way It Is, which came out that same year. But Mandolin Rain by Bruce Hornsby is my runner-up, and really just because of the connection I have to the memory with my father there.
My runner-up, I'm honestly thinking of changing it out last minute just because of one of my honorable mentions. That's just like pounding. No. I'm going to keep it the same. So I have While You See a Chance by Steve Winwood.
Ooh.
This song, it's not necessarily considered yacht rock, but it is. When you listen to it, you're like, okay, it's nice. It's easygoing. It puts me in a good mood. I can picture myself on a boat with it. But the big thing for this was it kept coming on. It was one of those songs that just comes on and kind of repeats when you need it to in your life. It's like, it's okay, we can do this. Like, I just need to play you this song and you'll get through whatever's going on. So it came on last year when I was starting my business and I was leaving my job, and I was like, I don't know how long it could take, because they weren't telling me like what day I was getting laid off. They're just like, oh, it's coming. And I'm like, come on, just give me a date. You know, like, I know I'm getting laid off. I don't know if you're trying to get more work out of me, but I have no motivation to give you that much work. But it kept coming on like, it's okay. When you see a chance, take it. You're going to go off on your own. You're going to start your own business. And it was just a really important song to me. And it's still sometimes the song I put on, because I have a Google Home down in my office, and I put it on and it gives me the best radio station. So we have Google Play Music, so you could just pick a song and it'll make a radio station based on it. And it brings me to a lot of yacht rock and a lot of dad rock, which I'm sure there's like a Venn diagram where they intersect a lot.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say if you guys want to like look inside your soul and kind of get to know yourself a little bit, Spotify does this thing called your daily mix, which is like an algorithm, of course, but it's created based on, you know, your history of listening to stuff. And when you open that playlist, you kind of go, "Wow, I'm into some shit that I didn't realize I was into here." But it still obviously makes you feel good. But
I had a Pandora, I had a few playlists on Pandora once, and I realized that half of the playlist, I think I talked about this on the Elton John episode of Playlist, half the songs were, half the playlist had Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's from Elton John. I'm like, I guess I really like this song because it's on like all my playlists.
Must be my jam, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love Steve Winwood. I love the Back in the High Life album back in the mid-80s, and I don't want to steal Josh's thunder in case he comes up later, but there are a couple of Steve Winwoods on my honorable mentions, not that particular song, but that's a great connection that you have to it there, so good pick. Josh, are you ready for your runner-up, brother?
Yeah, but so now we're getting to a place where we've talked about yacht rock, and now I'd like to add two components that create super yacht rock.
Oh, wow.
And those are... Would it be played in a roller rink? And does a man sing falsetto?
Oh, God.
And so my next two hit all six markers, the first of which is from a band that gets a lot of shit, and I do not understand it. And it is Dirty Work by Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm. Fuck anybody who says anything bad about Steely Dan. Why?
Thank you.
What have they ever done to you? In fact, so many of the members, their solo career has...
Josh, did you have any idea where that stems from? Because that actually surprises me, too, because I have their greatest hits album, and I love every fucking song on it.
Thank you. I think it stems from jealousy.
Oh, okay.
Were they dicks at all?
I don't think they were nice? Dicks. No, I think they were perfectly lovely guys. Honestly, it took a lot of restraint for me not to choose just all Steely Dan and Hall & Oates
list. I have two or three on my honorables, but yeah, they have a great catalog in this category, no doubt.
You know I'll be around. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work no more. I'm a fool to do your dirty work, oh yeah. Light the candle, put the lock upon the door.
But his voice is perfect on it. It's just a classic yacht rock song. And I went and looked at iTunes. So I play this song a lot. According to iTunes, I have played it 812 times in the last 9 years.
Oh my god!
Which means I have spent approximately 43 hours of my life listening to this song. And that's just in the last decade.
Have you listened to your number one more?
I didn't check, but probably not. And to all the Steely Dan haters, I have only two words: suck it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Great catalog. When I was listening to them, another thing, you know, like I said, I didn't know what yacht rock was, obviously, so I would have never said Steely Dan yacht rock. But when I saw them popping up on lists, when I started diving into it, I was so excited because I mean, I've always been a big fan of their stuff. It does surprise me because I've seen some haters out there too, so I don't get it.
How? That's so weird. That's like I don't know. I'm trying to think of something so.
I hate Disney. It's like what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not even like loved in a way that there would be that weird juxtaposition of like love versus hate. It's more just like, I hate when my checks come in on time. Like, what is that? Like, it's inconvenient if they don't, but it's not like I sit there and stew about it.
Right.
Yeah, that band with over 20 number one hits is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stealing damn
Josh, maybe you were right about the jealousy thing. Maybe, you know, because like... It's like when a sports team wins all the time, people tend to hate on the sports team. And it's like they're always
winning. But Steely
winning,
Dan you know? Is not the Patriots. No. Like, no. Come on.
No. But people love to hate on the winners. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So my number one, guys, is the yacht rock song. I was so proud of myself. Emily sent me this link yesterday. She was talking about it at the top of the show about the two dudes that basically invented the term yacht rock. Right, Emily? They wrote that article, yeah. And this was their number one, and they invented, you know, what became the genre. So yeah. I had already picked it, so I was so proud of myself. But,
oh, cool.
But what it did, this article, and Emily maybe can talk a little bit about it later, but what it did is it ranked the level of yacht rockness on a scale of like 0 to 100.
And it's called yacht or not.
Yacht or not. Yeah. Yacht or not. And this, and I want to say that, Emily, correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say this was the only song that was 100 rating, right? I feel like, or maybe there was a couple.
Yes, yeah. And those are the same guys who did the web series, and how they covered the song in the web series is just brilliant.
I gotta look that up. I don't think it would have changed my pick, but I gotta look that up.
No.
But my number one's from the Doobie Brothers. I love them to begin with, but the song is What a Fool Believes, which you guys probably knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's my number one. You know, I saw it on some lists when I started looking into the topic, and I was like, oh, well, come on. I mean, when have I ever felt better listening to a song? I mean, it's just so feel good, and it does hit on a lot of Josh's criteria, too, now that I'm thinking about it. But I definitely picture people in linen suits just, you know, sipping their whiskey and just doing the Coke, man. And just it's living the dream in the early 80s. And the Doobie Brothers, you know, the voices of Michael McDonald. Kenny Loggins was Doobie Brothers, right? Or
did some of the writing for it, I believe. Yeah.
So just, you know, just members individually as well could fit on this list. And I've got a couple honorable mentions that will come up later. This song, I can remember my dad listening to this song back in the day, you know, and he did drugs. I'll just tell you guys. So that may have played into it, but he was probably doing drugs when he was listening to this tune. But the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes, is my number one, guys.
Good pick.
Here's what I love about yacht rock that you don't see any more of are tight, really good harmonies that just give you goosebumps. I love it if I'm trying to think of a more well-known artist. I'm like, if Rihanna gave me some harmonies to jam to, I'd be all over it. I'd like it more. But now it's so auto-tuned. It's like, oh, well, we can auto-tune some harmonies for you. And it's like, no, Michael McDonald did them perfectly without auto-tune. Just put them in every song.
Well, I was going to say that would require Rihanna actually being able to sing.
Oh, Josh, don't do this to me. Rihanna's one of my queens, brother. I love her. But I don't know if I love her so much for her voice, though. So that's fair. That's fair. All right.
She's a lovely person.
So we're giving our number ones, guys. And Emily, you're up next. What's your number one yacht rock tune?
Dude, I knew that this was going to be my number one, but I just wanted to make sure that Toto fell into yacht rock, and they sure do. So you better believe that my number one is Africa by Toto, because best song ever. Best song in the world.
Yeah, you know, if this was not, well, I won't even say on your list, but if this was not your number one, I would have been calling you a poser because I know this is your jam, and I saw Toto pop up on list. So I'm like, okay, well, I know Emily's number one. That's actually, truth be told, that's actually why I didn't pick it. It probably would have taken the place of maybe Hall & Oates on my list.
So I was wondering about that. I was wondering if we were going to overlap on that, because I was like, if Toto's not on anybody else's list, like, who are these people? Why am I friends with them? I have to reevaluate all these friendships.
They're on my list of about 10 or so here, but just not in my top five. You know, one of the big reasons is because obviously I knew you were going to pick it. And we would get to talk about it. But I love Toto. Do you like the Weezer cover? Have you heard that?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
Covers. I'm a weird, like, I had a CD of reggae covers of the Beatles. Like, that's how into covers I am. And the reggae versions of Beatles songs are pretty funny. It's like, here comes the sun, dootin' dootin'. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this. I love just covers of it. And the Weezer did a really good job, and even adding Weird Al to it.
Oh, yeah, that was just really cool. Yeah, I like that too. I'm a big fan of Weezer though, so probably a little biased. But a cool story about this song, Africa, that I don't think I've ever told you, Emily. This is probably 5 or 6 years ago, but I had a cat that lived for 20 years, and she was my pet for 20 years. She's since passed on, but about 5 years ago or so, me and my wife were sitting out on our back patio. And now, come to think of it, I want to say a lot of Yacht Rock was probably playing at this particular moment. But Toto's Africa was playing on this random playlist that we were listening to. And right as the chorus hits, my cat comes running up over the hillside of our backyard. And it's just like perfect. She was jumping over these high blades of grass, and the chorus is playing. And to this day, whenever we hear Africa, me and my wife just get a kick out of it, because we picture my cat Pinky running through the backyard to it. But,
that goes along with my theory that cats are the best.
I love cats. I'm a cat guy.
Yeah.
But great tune. You're obviously into Toto, Josh, yeah? I mean, this is a classic.
Emily, I feel like we're about to have our first fight.
Oh, no, don't do this.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the song. I genuinely do, but it does not hit any of the Yacht Rock markers for me. There is a song by them that I do think is Yacht Rock, which is in my honorable mentions, but this to me is not Yacht Rock. I wouldn't drink a pina colada. I wouldn't do cocaine. I wouldn't wear a leisure suit, and I certainly wouldn't be on a boat. It might play in a roller rink, but that would require four of the earlier components for that to even be inclusive. So I
will say Emily would do anything to the song.
I agree. Right?
I know. That's the very true. Like, I've never done cocaine in my life, but if someone said to me, Africa is playing, you need to do cocaine, it's like, okay, all right, bring it over.
Okay. Play it.
Bring the pile over. It's all right. No, I totally understand, because you know what? It didn't fall into Yacht Rock for me either, but I kept seeing Toto pop up. It's like, they're Yacht Rock. I'm telling you, they're Yacht Rock. So it is my number one, but along your criteria, I absolutely agree with you. So we will not have this fight.
You got to do Africa, you know.
Yeah.
But
I have to. That's my thing.
That's you. That's your thing, you know. So I get it.
You could ask me about my hip hop songs. I'll still put Africa on the list.
Josh, what do you got, man? Here it is. Your number one. This is you've self-proclaimed your favorite genre of music. You have a lost episode of Playlist where you didn't get to talk about it. So what's your number one?
All right. This is probably one of my top three favorite songs of all time. It is by a band that I think is the ubiquitous Yacht Rock band. And it is Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Baby hair with a woman's eyes, I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, I were waiting for the sunlight. When I feel cold, you warm me. And when I feel I can't go on, you come and hold me. It's you and me forever. Sarah, smile. Oh, won't you smile and lie for me, Sarah?
I love this song so much. And I think another thing, like, to be yacht rock, you have to be cheesy in an earnest way. And I think that Sarah Smile is exactly that. Its construction is definitively yacht rock. You have the harmonies, you have the synthesizers and a piano, you have strings, you have someone banging on a triangle in the background, you have falsetto singing, and even like a funky post hip hop or like post soul breakdown in the middle of it. Daryl Hall's vocals are like velvet, especially when he does that, "It's you and me forever." I can't do it, but please edit that out.
That sounded amazing.
I'm so committed to this song. I would love it to be the first dance at my eventual wedding. I don't think that Andrew would sign on for that. But I just...
Sarah. Who the fuck is Sarah? Yeah, who the hell is Sarah?
Why is she smiling?
Sarah Smiles. It's just so everything, and it embodies what it means to be yacht rock, and it's Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates are fucking yacht rock.
Yes.
You don't have yacht rock without Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Yeah, Hall & Oates, no doubt. I agree.
I couldn't actually pick a Hall & Oates song. So in my honorable mentions, it just says Hall & Oates all. I couldn't pick one.
Right. Well, we'll get into that here in a second. Josh, as a wedding DJ, I'll just let you know I have that song in my catalog. So if
you... All right, well, I'm gonna get you on retainer as soon as we're done recording.
I love it, man. I'll be there, that's for sure. All right, so those are our top fives, guys, our yacht rock tunes. I like for everyone to do a quick wrap-up at the end if you guys have your list there. Emily, what was your top five again?
I have Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg, Hello It's Me by Todd Rundgren, I'm Not in Love by 10cc, While You See a Chance by Steve Winwood, and Africa by Toto, because default Toto goes with Emily.
the default Africa.
Yes.
All right, Josh, what was your top five again, man?
All right, number five, Saturday in the Park by Chicago. Number four is Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Brown. Number three is Hello It's Me by Todd Rundgren. Two, Dirty Work by Steely Dan. And the number one best yacht rock song for me is Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates.
Love it. Good list. And then my top five, just to wrap up, I also had Hall & Oates at number five with She's Gone. Baby Come Back by Player. Make Me Lose Control by Eric Carmen. Mandolin Rain by Bruce Hornsby and The Range. And What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers was my number one. All right, you guys want to give a few honorable mentions? You don't have to go nuts, but if there's a few that have not been mentioned yet today, Miss Emily, what did you have on your honorables list there?
This one I was so ready to change out for any of the other ones. It's actually considered prog rock. I couldn't find it on any list for yacht rock, but I want to listen to it on a yacht, and it's Your Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues.
Okay.
I love that song so much, and it plays along when I get in a yacht rock radio station going, and it'll come on. I think Google also knows, like, she really likes the Moody Blues, and kind of a weird way for somebody to like, but that was one of my dad's favorite bands, so they were on there. I also had Couldn't Get It Right by Climax Blues Band. A lot of songs by America. And it's weird to say to my husband, I'm like, I really love America. And he's like, what? I'm like, no, the band. Like, I like the country. We're cool. But the band, oh my God, every song by America is on there. Stepping Out by Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. Other songs by Todd Rundgren, pretty much like anything else he does. Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. I was surprised nobody brought that up because that's also like a nice grooving. Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. Good. Good all-around list there, Emily. It's like I said, I'm excited to go back and listen to these at the end when we're done. Josh, did you have a few honorables you wanted to shout out, buddy?
Yeah, I did, and I have quite a few crossover with Emily. Only a Fool Would Say That by Steely Dan, Steal Away by Robbie Dupree, Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft, Stepping Out by Joe Jackson, and Emily, just for you, it's not Africa, but it is Rosanna by Toto.
Okay, I'll take it.
And then Reminiscing by Little River Band, and I Keep Forgetting by Michael McDonald.
Oh, awesome. Of course.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree with that. That's awesome. I also had Rosanna by Toto and Africa. And then for Steely Dan, I had Reelin' in the Years. I realize it's a really feel good.
Yes.
Oh, good one.
Really feel good tune. Can I ask you guys, is Michael Bolton?
No.
No, right?
No.
No, I feel like he wanted to get in on the Yacht Rock, but like they would kick him off, be like, "No, Michael." Yeah,
he came along too. He came along too late, right? Yeah, I guess.
Well, no one's doing cocaine to Michael Bolton.
That's accurate. That's accurate. Well, I put Steel Bars on here, which is really the only Michael Bolton song I like, and I love that song. So, I also got Boys of Summer by Don Henley after in his solo career. Steve Winwood, I put Valerie by Steve Winwood, and Higher Love. I love those two songs. And then the last one I put on my honorable mentions was Sweet Freedom by Michael McDonald, which was from a movie called Running Scared with Gregory Hines. Good tune. Shine, sweet freedom, shine the light on me. All right, there we go, guys. Yacht Rock. What do you guys think? You want to go over to Twitter and see what the fans said? I'm going to give you guys, I want you guys to give a little commentary on some of the fans' picks.
Yes.
Yeah, I was so happy that so many people chimed in.
Yeah, I know.
I'm glad other people love it as much as we do.
We had a lot of good feedback from the peeps over on Twitter. So let's see. We had a couple shout outs for What a Fool Believes, which is no surprise. Reasons are several over on Twitter, and then Vampilla Ice said, "What a Fool's Believe." I mean, that to me, that is the Yacht Rock song. I don't know. I just, when I hear it, now that I know what Yacht Rock is, I just think of that tune.
Oh, you know what I'm surprised didn't come up, actually? I'm sorry to interrupt, but Sailing by Christopher Cross, which is the ultimate Yacht Rock song.
It was on my list, but I felt like it was so obvious that other people were going to pick it.
I know. Yeah. I thought the same thing.
Well, now that you mention that, let's see. Mikey Geek and Cadavercast, both over on Twitter, said Christopher Cross. I think maybe they just meant his whole catalog, yes. Maybe.
Just him as a person.
just him.
He lives on a yacht.
The Rick and Morty podcast said, anything with Michael McDonald. I keep forgetting on an endless loop. And then he said, oh, also anything Steely Dan, play me some Peg or Josie.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree. Steve from Everything I Love About Movies, you guys will both like this list. He said Africa by Toto,
yep.
Anything by Chicago, FM by Steely Dan, and Boys of Summer by Don Henley. Do you guys think Don Henley fits?
I think Don Henley, some of his stuff fits. I wouldn't say Boys of Summer, but there are other songs by him I would classify as Yacht Rock.
Yeah, I do.
I would say, yeah, Don Henley solo, but not with the Eagles. Like, I don't fit Eagles in with Yacht Rock. Although it could be, like, I could see people doing cocaine to the Eagles, but.
Yeah, there's certain songs. Hey, and right on cue, my really, really good friend, Gidget Von LaRue, who's been a guest in the past. She's over in Australia. She does the Retro Cinema podcast. She's just, every week, she's giving me great recommendations. But she said Air Supply, which no one said, all out of love.
Yes.
Yeah, Air Supply.
Yeah.
Such a good song too, right? I mean, talk about going through a breakup. That one just rips your heart out. All out of love. She also said The Other Guy by the Little River Band.
Perfect.
Yeah. Take it Easy by the Eagles. So you got, I don't know. Take It Easy, I feel like maybe would probably be Yacht Rock, that particular song. And she also said Make It With You by Bread. I'm not familiar
yes.
with that.
Yes.
I don't know yes. if I know that one. Or is that one of the ones I'll know when I hear it?
Make It With You. Yeah. Yeah, that's on there. But I actually had on my list, like, Baby I'ma Want You by Bread. I just have it under no. Like, I hate that song so much. It's like the only Yacht Rock song that I skip every time. I'm like, just learn that I hate this song. It's just so annoying. Baby I'ma Want You.
I had Everything I Own by Bread on my list. And then it just got rotated out.
I got it. Yeah, you have too many, Josh. It's your genre, man. And then the last one I'll mention over there is from someone on Twitter named Joanne under Jamarkin10. And she or he said, Little Feet, The Tubes, and Scorpion.
Yes.
Little Feet, yeah. Oh, yeah. Scorpions. I didn't even consider them. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
So obviously, thank you so much for the feedback. Some great suggestions there. And this is going to be an awesome playlist. Now that you know, you two actually are the ones that have introduced me to this genre. Obviously, I know a lot of these artists, but I never put them in anything other than 80s or soft rock, you know, so.
You know what they are?
It's a lot of fun.
Yacht rock is that genre of music you hear playing, at least like where I am, in the grocery store, and you're just like, what radio station is this? I love every single song on here. And it keeps you in the store longer, at least the ones by me. I'm just like, why do I love the grocery store radio station so much?
I need to start commuting to Connecticut to do my grocery shopping.
come to your grocery shopping and your boat shoes and come buy our pina colada mixes. Apparently we have a whole aisle of them with our Yacht Rock station.
Josh, is your future husband share this kind of affinity for this genre?
No, not even remotely. Like, he does not get it. He does not like it. He's not interested in learning to like it. He just is like, no.
I guess I could see that argument. Well, my wife kind of rolled her eyes a little bit too when I was listening to some of these too. She's like, what the hell are you listening to? So I can kind of see that. All right, I love both these guys. Two of my favorites. Just, they've been on before. They'll be on again. I love both of them. I want them to tell you real quick where you can find them. Emily, why don't you go first? Just point people where you'd like to point them there.
I am at thestorybehindpodcast.com. My podcast is there. My Twitter is there. And I have a cop in front of me as I'm driving, talking on a microphone. So I think I better go.
That might be your cue. Just play some of these songs for him. It'll be fine. Josh, where can they find you at, buddy?
So I have four shows now, which is the scariest thing I've said all week. Our Americana, The Karen and Ellen Letters, Playlist, and True Crime Bullshit, which premieres in a week and a half. And you can just go to our-americana.com, which is kind of headquarters for all four of those shows.
Awesome. And thank you both so much for being here. You know I love you, and I appreciate it. I can't wait till we get a chance to collaborate again. But that has been our top five for this bonus episode, Yacht Rock Songs, which if you're like me, you didn't even know it was a thing until a few weeks ago. And here we are introducing you to new stuff. Until next time, for Josh and Emily, this is Gerald signing off. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, and happy birthday.
Oh, yes, thank you.
We're recording this on my birthday.
All right, have a good day, you guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Blazing Caribou Studios production. Support and subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/blazingcariboustudios.